Do my says and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph on the top. That Mekliga Dav Tanchem Baruch Ani Lai Dav Nami Tanchem Baruch Ani Lai. The Nami Mekar Zeh LeKnegen Ma'ase Egel. Shnei Meviyar Arn Veiven Mizbeach. Lefanav Ma Ra. What did he see? So the Gemara explains that he saw that Chor was the Ruach Lefanav, and he says that he Lo Shemana Lu Hashda Avdu Kedo Avdu Bechor Mekabi Mi'ar Mekdo Shem Kaim Menavi LaHavdu Tekanta LaOlam. So Aaron HaKayin was worried that if he doesn't take action, then they're going to kill him, and it will be Mekayim LePasuk Mi'ar Mekdo Shem Kaim Menavi. And the one have a takan. And Rashi says, what does it mean? Yahar Mikdash Hashem Kaim Navi, that he was a, it says, Aaron Kaim Navi, how Aaron was both a Kaim and a Navi, and therefore by killing him, that would be Mekuyim. The Marshal here asks Akasha, he says that at this point, Aaron was not Niskan yet, and Aaron was not Niskan until later on, so at this point, he wasn't a Kaim. So how could you say it would be Mekuyim and me, and Yahar Mikdash Hashem Kaim Navi? And the Marshal says that that doesn't mean that he was a Kaim, but he was a Bechar, and Avada was a Bechar, and therefore he had a din of a Kaim, even though it wasn't actually a Kayin. Now the Mashal is the Chayar Pala, because we know that it's Mavur, that Aaron was not the Bechar, Miriam was the firstborn. Rashi says this in Shabbos and Daf Peches. So if Miriam is the firstborn, then how can they say that Aaron was a Bechar? Lechayar did not have a Din Bechar, it wasn't a Kayin or a Bechar, so it's a Tzarechian, what the Mashal means. But I was thinking that maybe you could be Miyashiv, the Kasha, the Mashal, a little bit differently. I'll pee the Gemara Psachim and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara talks about who said the Halo. Halo is a Mi Amrei. And one Madama says that Moshe Bissal Amr B'Shash Amr Alayam, that Klaiso said that Moshe and Klaiso and the Ayman by Yamsuf, and the Mashal over there asked Akasha that if that's the case, then how can you say in Halo, how can you say the words Yavarech as Beis Aaron, refer to Beis Aaron as the Mishpacha of Aaron, the Mishpacha of Kahanim? At that point, Aaron is not Niskan yet, so how can you say the words Yavarech as Beis Aaron? And the Mashal doesn't really give a test to this Kasha, he says Reisha Yashav, but in the Sefer Yishuv Hadas, from Chaim Kanievsky, he wrote a Sefer in the Yashav, the Kashas the Marshal, when he says Reish Liashiv, Chaim Kanievsky wants to say that the Teretz is that Yeshamish Yodah Baruch Hakadosh Shiskan Kanamim Mizvachim Kubeis Manaf Ani Amarti Ata Kayin. So he says that Nechanami wasn't a Kayin yet, but they knew Baruch Hakadosh that he will become a Kayin, and Mimeli is already called a Kayin. Then he's called Beis Aaron, even though the Kuna didn't happen yet. So maybe Al Pidaki you could say over here also, even though he wasn't a Kayin yet, but he was already he was destined to have Kuna, supposed to be a Kayin, and for that reason he already was considered a Kayin. Now he's called a Kayin. And there would be that chaimer of Yehai Mikdash Hashem Kaim Navi, the one who's right to be a kain, even though the kuna didn't happen yet. And the Marshal who doesn't answer that over here, it could be going Lishitase from the Gemara Psachim, where he doesn't like that teretz over there as well. So Meili didn't answer it over here, even though over here it's even a bigger chiddush to say it, because over there it's just a kriya shem. Over here we're saying Imamish has the chaimer of being called a killing a kaim Navi now, but Alkapanim, that could be Alpi Derech, the Marshal over there, that he was not happy with that teretz of Chaim Kanievsky.